It has happened before. Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas locked in a violent exchange that leaves billions of dollars of damage, and international donors step in to help rebuild. It is happening again, after the latest conflict left much of the Gaza Strip in ruins. Qatar alone has pledged $1 billion to the rebuilding effort. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, donors are getting tired of stepping in to pick up the pieces in a conflict that never really ends.
Capping a conference he co-hosted in Cairo, Norway's foreign minister, Børge Brende, announced $5.4 billion in pledges for the Palestinians, half of that for Gaza reconstruction, the rest to support the Palestinian Authority's budget needs.
This is a major breakthrough, a very important signal of solidarity to the Palestinian people in general, and not at least to the people that are suffering so badly in Gaza.
Though the Palestinians sought even more funds to rebuild tens of thousands of homes in Gaza and repair badly damaged infrastructure, they say it's a good start. Still, one top Palestinian official, Deputy Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa, tells NPR there are many obstacles ahead.
This is not an easy task. I mean, we need to ensure that the construction material continues to flow through the borders with Israel. We need to continue to ensure that there is ceasefire, no fighting, no wars. We also want to make sure that the government will be enabled fully to implement this program on the ground.
Hamas still controls much of Gaza, though the Palestinian Authority is establishing a presence at some of the border crossings. And as it tries to play more of a role in the rebuilding of the territory, Mustafa seems to be counting on the donors to help.
We need a lot of resources, financial resources, but we also need a political support, because it's a regional influence into all of this.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who co-hosted the reconstruction conference, clearly wants Hamas weakened as Gaza is rebuilt. The reconstruction of Gaza depends on two things, he says, a permanent ceasefire and the Palestinian Authority extending its power in the Gaza Strip. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he's hoping this will be the last donors' conference for Gaza and that the region can break this cycle of violence. But donors don't have any guarantees that their rebuilding projects will be safe from Israeli bombardment as long as Hamas threatens Israel with rocket fire or digs more tunnels. Secretary of State John Kerry says if Gaza is to be rebuilt, there must be changes on the ground.
Even the most durable of ceasefires is not a substitute for real security for Israel or a state and dignity for the Palestinians.
The Israeli-Palestinian peace talks that Kerry led collapsed in April, and though he says he has a lot of other issues on the table these days, he'd still like to restart a peace process if Israeli and Palestinian leaders agree to it. Even at the donors' conference on Gaza, though, Kerry's attention was drawn elsewhere in the region as the militant group ISIS gained ground both in Iraq and in Syria, despite U.S. airstrikes.
There will be ups and there will be downs over the next days, as there are in any kind of conflict. But we are confident about our ability to pull this strategy together, given the fact that every country in the region is opposed to Daesh.
That's what ISIS is known as in Arabic. Kerry says the group may be taking advantage of the difficult nature of coordinating a coalition.
But I'd rather have our hand than theirs for the long run. And I think there are a lot of people in the region who know that.
Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Cairo.